What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Lakita Moore Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. And I am joined by my lover, my husband, my king.
So extra. I'm Marcus Tanksley, also the other host of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
I was gonna say that part, but you cut me off.
Yeah, I know. Also known as Tank, also known as Marcus Saint on the gram, Marcus Saint on the book. Tank. Did I say Tank already?
Uh-huh, you did.
Did I?
Also known as my baby daddy.
That boy with them goats.
Is that what you had now? The boy with the goats? This is a weekly podcast that me and my husband do where we just talk about things. We shoot the shit. It's pretty much what we do. That's what this, we could have called the podcast.
Shooting the shit.
Because it goes with man shit, put the Y in there, mm-hmm. Boom. Maybe that's your podcast if you ever start another
Shooting
one.
The shit.
Mm-hmm. You like it?
We'll see.
Anyways, we want to give a huge shout out to our Patreon that's in the building.
What's
also known
Patreon?
As our immediate family. Angel Wings, Tanks Riders, Them Heifers. They are people who support us and get to watch us do this live. And they also sometimes get exclusive information. So actually, after we film the podcast, I want them to stick around so they can see some exclusive photos. Because they're actually watching
exclusivity.
This. Exclusivity. They're actually watching this live because we also put this up on our Facebook channel. Mm-hmm. Not Facebook. YouTube channel.
Yeah,
That Chick Angel TV.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to give a shout out to our three sponsors this episode.
They are Rothy's, Magic Spoon, and Apostrophe.
So
y'all will hear about them later on in the podcast as we talk about them.
And when you try out our sponsors, you help support the podcast. All right. Well, we got a request from our admin, Shay Shiggity, that we talk a little bit about... that we do the segment that we typically do.
We got two segments we do.
Yeah, tell them what they are.
One of the two. One that we do is called In My Feelings, where we talk about what's got us feeling good, what's got us feeling some type of way, or whatever that may be. The other segment that we have that we may do is Tanksley Pride, and that's when we talk about our four boys or a story thereof.
So today we're going to do Tanksley Pride. The reason why we haven't done Tanksley Pride in a while is that our boys have been away on summer vacation in Kentucky with their grandmothers.
Mm-hmm.
And so we typically don't have stories because they're not with us. But I was just told a story literally right before we started this podcast that I just definitely want to share. So the people who follow me a lot on social media know that I just had my birthday. My birthday is July 3rd. I celebrated the big 4-1. I am 41. I am in my 40s.
All up in there.
And my kids know that my birthday is important to me. So, you know, actually my son was the first person to wake up and tell me happy birthday. He FaceTimed me, my oldest son, Marcus. Mm-hmm. And I just, didn't nobody tell him. He used his little phone, his temporary phone. He called me. Nobody was around him. He just wanted to tell me happy birthday. So that definitely, like, just touched my heart. I said, you just trying to solidify yourself as, like, my rock. But then I found out somebody is coming up on his tail. And that, I'm going to see if Patreon can actually figure out who it is. So my kids were doing some, like, arts and crafts with their cousin Micah. And Micah thought Saturday was July 4th.
Mm.
One of my children got mad and was like, it is not July 4th. It is my mother's birthday. And was really mad. He was like, and you haven't told my mommy birthday. Happy birthday. And Micah was just like, okay. And so he finished his first project and he was like, can I do another project? He said, is it for my mother's birthday? Now, Micah wasn't asking. Micah wasn't asking this child if they could do a project. He was asking his older cousin who was like almost 30. But my child was like, is it for my mommy's birthday? So upset. Which child do you think?
Sky.
No.
Sai?
It was Sai. Sai was not having it. So I was like, if you try to say one more time it's July 4th and not my mommy's birthday, I will cry. Sai is the one that
gonna
is
going to be smoking in city right now.
While Kai is a know-it-all, Sai is very much so affected by other people's actions. He can't just be like, I don't care if they do this. Sai's like, if you're not doing it right, if you're not doing the appropriate thing, I'm going to cry because you're pissing me off. So yes, he had to get his cousin all the way together. And sure enough, I got a text message from Micah with a thing he made for me that said, happy 41st birthday, Aunt Angel. Love, Micah. Because Sai was like, okay, if you think that I'm going to talk to you ever again.
What you ain't about to do is say this is some Independence Day where nobody was independent yet on my mama's birthday.
That's what it that would say right now. So, because Kai actually didn't even tell me happy birthday on my birthday. He told me on the 4th.
That also sounds like Kai.
And then he gave me gave me the longest reason. I was like, Kai, I don't even care. What are you going to say? He's like, happy birthday, mommy. And then Marcus, because little Marcus was trying to help him, he's like, happy elated birthday. He's like, no, belated. He was like, a happy belated birthday, mommy. I was like, thank you, Kai. But yeah, that is my Tanksley Pride story, is that Sai was like, well, I don't know what you heard, but today's my mama's birthday.
Know what you heard, but what you're hearing.
What you hearing me right now. Because they've always been, I always make sure I do something with them for my birthday that's like very important to me. Three things have got, well, this is usually four. Four things I typically need to happen for my birthday. One is I do something with my entire family, the family that I have created, my husband and my four kids. Two is do something with my girlfriends, the women that I find near and dear. And three is something with my husband. I like for he and I to do something just together. Typically, I like for him to plan it. He doesn't always, but I like for us to spend time together. And then last, I like to do a party for all of my friends, men included. So, Sai knows. He understands. I love him for it. Okay, what's yours?
I'm starting to miss these little foods.
Really? What about them?
Well, the videos or the, you know, every time we FaceTime or whatever, or Duo, whatever you want, whatever app we're using, and I see them or they're in the background or just talking to them, I'm like, all right, I'm starting to miss you. Mm-hmm. But then I walk through the house and realize how much bigger the house feels without them here. It feels so big without them here.
Yeah.
I was telling Angel, I was walking through the mall. This is last weekend, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen this dude, he had his son with him, and his son was like, you know, kind of jumping. He looked like he was around Amara's age. And he was about to take off running. I was like, and the first thing I thought about is how I used to have the twins. Before Amara, I would have the twins and Marcus, and I would just let them run. Like, we would be somewhere in the mall or something. I'm like, yes, go, take off. Just stay in my eyesight, take off. Then I was like, well, you can't even do that with Amara now because it's COVID. You can't just have your kids out and... I mean, out in the park, yeah, but you can't, you know, do it indoors like that.
No, absolutely not.
But then just picturing him just running down through the mall, I was like, man, I miss these dudes. They need to hurry up and get back. It lasted all of 45 minutes. I was like, no, they having fun, and I am too. I'm good. I'm good.
I can't wait to put my arms on those boys and give them all the kisses. I can't wait for Ma to talk my head off. Because as y'all can see from the video I posted today, he can hold a long conversation.
Day.
Yes.
Day. He'll keep going until I can't say, huh? What you want to have to say, yes.
Because Big Marcus was the first being like, hey, every time he would say daddy. Hey. I was like, day. You have
hey,
to say
day. Hey. Yes. Honey, he starts talking Pootie Tang after that.
All of it. He's a whole mess. So... we have a couple of topics that we can talk about. So, we were saying, I was bringing up to Marcus, okay, there's this whole thing about the Cater to You challenge, or not Cater to You, the Cater to You song being canceled. And I was like, oh, we can kind of do that because we're not doing an anniversary video like we've done in previous years because it's just going to be too cumbersome because we're doing too much traveling. So the podcast will be dark next week. So I was like, we can kind of tie that into our anniversary. We also can talk, even though they'll see it in a vlog, like, but it'll be a while. We can talk a little bit about this weekend. No, this past weekend. Mm-hmm. So which one? Let's see. Let's have our Patreon. Would that be good? To let them choose or no?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. But I was like, I thought we already decided. You just now, literally, I'm hearing this for the first time with everybody else.
I
know,
because I realized there was stuff that I was like, oh, I want to tell them. So let's stick with what we did. Let's stick with what we agreed to. I'm sorry, guys. See, I should be doing. I'm sorry, guys. Listen, everybody's saying this. So what
we decided on.
Well, no. No, no, you're right. We want to stick with what we decided on.
It's up to you.
No, you're the other host.
Apparently, it don't matter.
It does.
This weekend, I can't think of any long, how to drag that out. Not that it's going to be drug out, but like, I mean, it was a busy weekend, but it ain't like, let's make it a podcast topic.
I think we could. But if you don't think so.
I already had my mind set on talking about this cancel you thing.
Cater to you thing. We can do both.
It ain't gonna, you get long-winded. You ain't gonna be able to do both.
Marcus, we both is long-winded.
No, you long-winded, though.
No, you tell long stories.
And you just talk a lot.
Okay, same.
No, it's different. It's a lot different.
Okay, let's start off with this weekend and tie it in to cater to you. And the reason why it's going to work is because of where we're going to land for this weekend. Bet. Let me tell y'all what's hard. Is shopping for this man. Like, I feel like that has become more and more difficult as you've gotten older and as fashion changes.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, we have been preparing for Melissa's all-white party. I want to say for a month? 3 weeks?
I would say barely 3 weeks for me.
You think
my biggest issue was just shoes.
Well, we had to get you pants, but
that was just one. We only checked one place. We only did that for one weekend.
See, I thought you had went to Macy's first. Do you remember?
I did go to Macy's.
We went to Macy's.
No, I'll tell you what happened. I went to Macy's to go to Levi. Because they had white jeans. Uh-huh. And then when we used to talk, not jeans, after I got back, I was like, oh, well, I just could have went over to, where all the other suits, because they had solid white suits and everything over there. Uh-huh. But no, it was easy for the thing once we decided, once I remember I had that shirt. Uh-huh. My only issue was shoes. Now that turned into, and I'll tell y'all about that here in a minute.
I had the same problem with shoes, but go ahead.
Yeah, so I said, I'll wear some white loafers. It was an all-white party. And Angel's like, you got some white loafers. I got them loafers. Them things was years. I think Marcus was a baby when I first got those things. They were uncomfortable. They hurt my feet. And I wore them once in probably 12 years. And I think I got rid of those when we were over at the other house.
Uh-huh. No, you didn't bring them here.
No, I'm saying long before.
I'm saying they did not make it to this house.
And that was for another white party. So I'm sitting here looking for shoes everywhere I go. Nothing in my size. If I try to order it, it'll be get here way too late. So I go to, I think Steve Madden or Auto. I don't know, one of those places, and I try on a pair that is also sold on Amazon. So I'm like, cool. So I tried on like a 12 or 13 something. Anyway, I ordered a size that I think will fit perfectly. So I ordered that on Amazon. And it was like, oh, this will be here tomorrow. I'm like, dope. Mm-hmm. So I order them. They get in. These things fit like they're a size 16.
they are massive. Look like boats on my husband's feet.
Huge. So then, I've been looking for shoes probably like for a week and a half. So then I realized they too big. So I was like, you know what? I'll get some insoles for them to help fill them some space. I said, but while I'm doing that, I'm going to do like one last hoorah and go around walk around it. I don't know what mall I went to. I went to a different mall. It's like, I'm going to do one more swoop of every single store that has men's shoes. Uh-huh. And I ended up going to, what store is that? I can't remember what store. Anyway, I found some Hugo Boss
lace-ups. Because he wasn't trying to do lace-ups.
I didn't want to do lace-ups. I wanted to do like loafers, whatever. But ended up finding those, and they actually had my size, which is rare. Mm-hmm. I was like, you got these in 13? He's like, yeah. And actually, the 13 fit. It wasn't too small, which happens a lot. But that was the very last thing. But if I were as lucky as Angel, and also I also could have checked one of our sponsors, because they also now have men's shoes, and we're very excited about them.
Yes, and it's Rothy's. Okay, so you guys have heard
from our sponsor.
You guys have heard me talk about Rothy's before. They are some of the most comfortable and sustainable shoes that you will ever find. They have an array of colors, an array of styles. And the thing that I love the most is that they are washable. Okay? Plus, they're spacious. Washable bags are perfect for summer getaways. So, they also have sandals that are made for exploring. And their newest styles have you covered. I have some really, really, really cute camo, like blue camo Rothy's, and some cheetah print ones. They fit your foot like a glove the first day. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. That's a good shoe. Not like them boats that Marcus bought. So, Rothy's newly launched men's shoes are intentionally designed with an artisanal level of detail and created with nearly zero waste. And that's what I meant about sustainable. They're not out here wasting and killing the environment. Rothy's men's shoes are durable, washable, and better for the planet. Plus, rigorous testing during R&D results in perfect fit, wash after wash. So, the way you wash your Rothy's is you pull the insert out, and then you throw both of the shoe and the insert in the washing machine and just go ahead and be about your business. Oh, that just makes me so happy, because it is hard for me to keep my shoes clean. So, the fact that there is a way to wash them, you know, with regular tennis shoes, you got to go. You remember back in the day, you had to go at a tennis shoe with a toothbrush.
Hey, toothbrush. You remember shoe polish, the white stuff, the white paint you used to put on your shoes?
You ain't got to do it with Rothy's. Just throw it in the washer. Thank God. They have great, great reviews that you can also check out. Also, they are pretty much, I'll tell you what Pop Sugar said, is that Rothy's is the most comfortable and cute flat you'll never get tired of wearing. So this is what we want you to do. To help you welcome summer in style, Rothy's is doing something special. That's right. They gave us the chance to share this super rare opportunity with our listeners for a limited time. Through August 1st, 2021, you can get $20 off your first purchase of $100 or more at rothys.com/argue.
Argue.
That's rothys.com/argue.
Argue.
Trust us. You don't want to miss this. Head to rothys.com/argue.
Argue.
To find your favorites today. Okay.
I ain't gonna hold you. I still be using soap and rag and water on my shoes.
But you don't. That's what I'm saying. Because it's the type of shoe it is. Yeah, Rothy's, you're right. You ain't got to do that with it.
You're 100% right.
Toss that thing in there. So let's fast forward to us. Well, first of all, Marcus looked great. He had on this little, thin white shirt. No.
I got two pair of shoes I have to return. I forgot about the other pair.
Oh, Lord. Marcus had on this thin, white, long sleeve shirt that just kind of unbuttoned. Had two buttons right here. Some cute white pants and his white lace-ups.
Expensive-ass pants.
I had on, they were expensive. I had on this lace short jumper. I thought that was pretty cute. Let me tell you what happened really quickly at the party, because this part, I don't think we vlogged. We're there late because the traffic to get there was astronomical.
Yeah.
But we get into the party as soon as we can. Marcus sees Kevin's brother, Jason. Oh. And he sees Jason going outside to where the bar is multiple times.
And coming back with a full drink every time.
And Jason has a bit of a life of the party type of thing going on. He's got a lot of energy. At one point in time, he's on the microphone. He's on the
mic. He done took the mic from the DJ. Jason's having a great time. I'm like, yeah. So now I know I can have a good time because Jason's here, and he's my type of party guy.
Right.
So I walk over to Kev. I said, Kev, I'm glad your brother's here.
No. Oh. It's not. You don't skip ahead. Marcus looks at me when he sees Jason going back and forth. He said, Angel, I'm trying to catch up with Jason. That's what he said, because he's already turned up. And I was like,
this is like trip number 4 from the bar. Another full glass.
So Marcus, he didn't probably.
Hold on. I went to the bar and I was like, I saw they had bourbon. I just didn't want to go straight bourbon because they don't need too much in my tank. So I was like, do you have ginger beer? He said, yes. I said, boy, you done messed up.
Mm.
So I got, give me a double of bourbon, splash of ginger beer. And I'm good.
So Marcus then downed about 3 of these, right? He's feeling good from his head to his shoes. Now you walk over to Kevin.
Walk over to Kevin. I'm like, I'm happy to know that regardless of how lit I get, I'm going to be right there with Jason. I said, I'm still trying to catch up to him with these drinks. I said, but I'm going to get on Jason's level tonight. And Kev looks at me with this smile on his face and says, Jason doesn't drink. I said, what? He said, he don't drink. I was like, you mean to tell me I've been trying to catch up to nothing? That's him right now all day? He was that like, yeah.
Was him. Jason is lit with no type of assistance. So Marcus, he done already did 4 drinks. So yeah. It's already done.
It is what it is now.
It's already done. So that's when Marcus gets to drinking a lot, that's when his body is everywhere. That's when he's taking up a lot of the dance floor. That's when he's over there humping me all hard in a chair with reckless regard, mind you. Cause I'm just like, I don't want to fall and hurt myself.
You ain't got to fall. You in a chair.
It still could hurt.
It ain't gonna hurt.
There was one point in time where he was on me upside down. Y'all didn't see that. Upside down. His hands in.
In a handstand.
His hands and head are on the ground. His legs are up by my shoulders. He's kicking glasses down on the table. Water.
One glass.
Water is running down the table. Water is running down into my pants leg. Yes, it's running down into his pants leg. Into.
It's water. It wasn't cranberry juice. It's fine.
I was like, Mark. But yet and still, when Cash Money Records taking over for the 99-2000, he don't want me to dance. Angel, there's hold kids now, here.
See, it's reversed.
Angel,
okay?
There's kids
when I was
here.
Doing all this, the kids were gone.
No, they weren't.
He played, you know, the beginning of that song? Duh. That's all he did. He was in the middle of another song, just said, duh, and kept on. This fool, she looked like a shark in the water. No, he only did it once.
No, he did it he did it like 3 or 4 times.
On 3 or 4 different songs.
No, the same song, because he was cracking up watching you chase me.
Anyway, this fool, it was like she was she just relapsed and somebody just waved a white rock in front of her face.
Oh, no.
She, give it to me now. Couldn't take it.
I was running. I heard that.
I said, Angel's teenage boys in here. Chill out. Because she don't care.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. You don't care about none of that.
Yes, I do. Don't say that. So, we party hard. We swag surf. It's a good time. We literally had a really, really good time all the way to the end. Then we go upstairs. The party ends before my birthday. And we get to sleep in this really nice room.
Mm-hmm.
Then we wake up. I ain't gonna go over.
Skip all that.
Fast forward. We wake up.
Let me tell you, we ain't fast forward.
No. I am so sore and so exhausted the next day. For multiple reasons, but we're like,
look, no, hold up. The night before, we're leaving. Everybody's leaving. I said, y'all, let's go get breakfast. Everybody's like, yeah, yeah. I said, no, we all need to eat greasy food, pancakes, breads, drink a lot of water. Let's go get breakfast. I said it 7 to 8 times. Ain't nobody listen to me.
Because everybody was tired, Marcus.
Yeah, I know. However, the next morning, everybody woke up. Instant regret.
No, I didn't have a headache like you. Marcus was hung over.
Nah, my head had a mild headache. It wasn't that bad. No, I just felt like crap.
Yes, I was sore. I mean, like, okay, guys.
Everybody went downstairs. We started off so quiet. Everybody was just sitting there like,
the ocean's too loud.
This is stupid.
Yeah. Everybody's in pain. We all tired because we all gave it our all the entire night. And this is the type of partier I am. If I know that you didn't spend some money, you didn't spend money on food, if you didn't spend money on liquor, if you didn't spend money on music, I'm going to make sure you feel like somebody took advantage of every penny you spent. We agree on that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you won't feel like you wasted anything. I am going to give
it
all.
I'm
going to
enjoy it more than you.
Right. I'm going to dance hard. I'm going to be sweating. I'm going to drink a lot. And I'm going to eat whatever they put out there that ain't got pork in it or beef. So, next day, we have breakfast with everybody. But that night, I'm sorry, this is the part I missed. That night, I said to Melissa, I'm getting my nose pierced for my birthday. You want to? And she was like, oh, I've been thinking about getting my, I don't know, something on her pierced.
It ain't called a clavicle, but that's what it sounded like. The little
Said what it was until clavicle. It's not. Stop saying it.
That little piece right there, your clavicle.
It's not your trach. It's the trach. So.
It's not a trach.
Well, it's not whatever the hell you
clavicle.
Said. Stop it. And so she's like, okay, I see you want to do it. Trachus. Yeah.
Yeah. Trachus clavicle. That's a scientific name.
So then I started going around and asking, you know, her friends. I was like, and family members. I was like, we're going to go get piercings tomorrow. Y'all want to come? So like.
Whole busload of these heifers done loaded
there's
up.
There's six of us down. To get piercing. So we talk about it at breakfast. The place I want to go to doesn't open until 12. Me and him had to be on the road by 2 o'clock to get to our next event. So I was like, we'll go right when they open. And, you know, I'll just call to make sure they're open and that they didn't take the whole holiday weekend off. They pick up. I said, there's 5 of us. Will you be able to service us when we get there? They said, yeah, probably. So we roll out. I drive. Send an Uber for the other women. We show up. This place has people spilling out of it. It's so many people. The lobby is fully packed. I was like, is they doing a sale? Like, how many? Are they giving away piercings and tattoos? They talking about it's going to be a 2-hour wait. So none of us got anything pierced.
I say, ice in the knees, I got you.
None of us got anything pierced. So we go back to the hotel. Me and Marcus get ready. We get on the road. So, our next event, some of you all who follow not just me, but my friends know that my very close friend, I call her my little sister because we're more like family, she got engaged this weekend. So, her fiance, Nick, has been having this in the plans for a while. He actually called me to tell me he had purchased the ring when I was flying back from Kentucky. and you know, he had an original plan that I was just like, okay. And so I was, you know, politely just offering some other insight on, you know, some things he could think about. So he changes the plan so that, you know, her close friends could be able to celebrate with her. So the only weekend that Brisha's best friend could come from Baltimore to surprise Brisha was the 4th of July weekend. And the 3rd ended up being the day that made the most sense for him to do it based off of her schedule. So we had to get to this restaurant We got there early because I didn't want to even. But this is what happens. I called Risha on FaceTime because I told her I wanted to see her makeup because she didn't know what was going on. She thought that she was going to an industry meeting with him. He's a writer. And her very good friend, Kelly Rowland, was they're doing another movie together. She was like, well, let's do a makeup test earlier in the day so that, and she was like, then you could just wear that makeup when you go to the business meeting with, or business dinner with Nick. So we all get to this restaurant. It's, you know, it's kind of star studded. Obviously the biggest star there is Kelly, who, we'll get into it. Anyways, Brescia shows up. Oh no, I call Brescia. I'm like, oh, you look good. Yeah, girl. She's like, what you getting ready to do? I said, me and Marcus getting ready to go to dinner. We about to, you know, she's like, you look great. I was like, yeah, I got on my Ivy Park. And then she turns the camera. She said, I'm here with Kelly. And so I'm speaking to Kelly. And she's like, happy birthday. And I was like, oh, thank you. She's like, you look so pretty. I was like, oh, I appreciate it. And I'll tell y'all the rest of the story here in a second. We're going to jump into our next ad. Magic Spoon. Yes. Y'all. Breakfast is definitely the most important meal of the day. If you get a good breakfast in, it helps your brain get through the tasks that you got coming up. Because let me tell you, when we go too long and we don't have breakfast, we are cranky.
Need something.
We are moving slow as all get out. Well, Magic Spoon said you can get a delicious breakfast, okay, that is also nutritious. And it ain't going to take a lot of effort. And you ain't going to feel like you done messed up on eating healthy if that's your goal currently. So, what I have been loving about Magic Spoon is that, okay, so one thing, let me just say, I'm not big on like protein shakes. Like, you know, some people are like, oh, I just have a protein shake for breakfast. I need to chew something for my breakfast. Mm-hmm. Are you like it? Or can you can do shakes. Yeah. I need chew. So, Magic Spoon is like
Cookie Monster.
Well, this is what's great is that Magic Spoon has 0 grams of sugar, which a lot of them shakes don't have. It has 13 to 14 grams of protein, which is very comparable to like if you were doing something like that. And then only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving and only 140 calories per serving. Come on. It's keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, soy free, low carb, and GMO free.
And it's what free?
It is gluten free, mm-hmm. grain free,
yeah.
soy free.
What else?
It's low carb
and
GMO free. Mm. Okay. And you can build your own box for a variety pack with available flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, and cinnamon. I'm telling you, put that cocoa and that peanut butter together and allow the party to happen in your mouth. Okay, you're going to get a great peanut chocolate cup, like candy, like experience in your mouth, is all I'm trying to tell you.
Mouth with two Fs.
Two Fs. So this is what we want you to do. Go to MagicSpoon.com/argue.
Argue.
To grab your delicious cereal and try it today, and be sure to use our promo code argue.
Argue.
At the checkout to save $5 off of your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's back with 100% guaranteed happiness. So if you don't like it, for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember, get a delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at MagicSpoon.com/argue.
Argue.
And use our code argue.
Argue.
To save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you, Magic Spoon.
Did y'all see the panic? Y'all were watching.
It just happened.
I forgot that my laptop wasn't plugged in. That thing was about to close. You feel me? It was about to completely shut down. But we got this thing together. We moving good. So, Kelly Rowland is like, oh, happy birthday. You look great. I was like, thank you. So we go up, show up to the party. Everybody
Nobody cares about the rest of this. They just want to hear about me and Kelly Rowland's. experience.
Oh my God.
That's what they're waiting for.
Listen. So, we're there. The proposal
Not that happens. You're being long-winded. Gosh.
The proposal happens. Brescia's response was hysterical.
Brescia. It was Brisha through and through.
She had a full-blown tantrum.
First of all, before she even gets there, every single heifer in this area is about almost bawling. I'm like, would y'all calm down? Just relax.
A lot of them were already emotional. I wasn't. I was truly. Let me tell you.
Angel has she. What? Angel's God removed Angel's tear ducts.
No, I did tear up. I was so happy. Like my eyes watered up, but I wasn't like crying. What made me so excited was that like when we were spending time with each other on Wednesday, that's all she talked about. Was like marrying Nick, getting engaged. I know how much her heart was set on it, and to know that she didn't have any idea that all of that was getting ready to come true, that's exciting for me. That's why I love surprises. It sucks because you never give me like a really good one to like surprise you with. Like the few times like when I surprised you with your parents the first time they came out, that was one of the ones that made me feel great because I was like, I know you missed them and wanted to see them. So
I'm not big on surprises like it.
Yeah, you're not. But for me...
Angel, but she loves to surprise me.
Oh, I do.
So it's like a compromise. I'm like, all right.
Yes,
I
won't know.
I'll try not to snoop and find stuff out.
I appreciate it. So seeing Brisha just talk about this and then just not even having a clue that all this is going to happen and that her fiance was really... really trying to do everything exactly the way he thought she wanted it based off of what she had said.
So yeah, and after the proposal, and she's looking around at everybody. I was like, y'all been lying to me. I was like, Brisha, you have no true friends. Cause like I've been lying to you.
Oh yeah.
You don't have a single real friend in the room.
Oh yeah, we've been lying to her face.
But who cares? So
when Kelly walked in, she saw me. I know, shut up. She said, happy, she ran up to me. She was like, happy birthday, and gave me a hug. And she was like, you was such a good liar. Cause she heard all the lies I was telling on the phone.
Yeah, they were talking earlier, the whole makeup thing, pre-thing. Kelly was right there next to Brisha. And the angel just sitting there. They all just sitting there lying to Brisha right in front of her.
Yeah. Okay. So now you could go to your portion.
Yeah. Then we can move on to the next segment of this because you not that you're being long winded, but it's almost up. So I'm sitting there.
You thought that we couldn't drag this on. Is that what you said?
We can't. So I'm sitting there, got my bourbon in my glass, just kind of faded it. I'm in the back corner, you know, because it's. You know, their whole moment, everybody's doing everything. I know everybody, most people in the room, but I'm not like close like I am with Brisha with everybody in the room. It's like maybe two or three other people that I'm real close with. Mm-hmm. But everybody, I'm just letting everybody cry and they snotting all over each other. So then Kelly brings herself over next to me. She's like, whiskey? I was like, no, it's bourbon. And we start this whole conversation about whiskey and bourbon and talk for a good minute. She's mad cool. So then Angel's like, well, you met your crush. I was like, now I got
you jumping ahead. Let's get to that at the end. I didn't say that at the party.
I know you didn't, but I'm trying to get this going. Well, go ahead then, babe.
I got more pieces to this the event. My biggest piece hasn't come up.
Go on, which biggest piece?
So Marcus got to have the conversation.
We have a conversation with Kelly. I'm having a conversation.
Oh, and Kelly was like, Angel, do you drink bourbon? Whiskey? And I was like, no. She said, don't worry, I'm gonna get your wife on whiskey. I'm gonna get her on whiskey. And I was thinking, you're gonna give me a how? Are we gonna drink together? How's this gonna happen? Right.
So but they drinks the same, so it ain't gonna be hard.
No, she said she likes hers neat or with a cube of ice.
No, she said sometimes, but for the most part, because Angel was telling her that I like mine straight. She was like, but no, you can drink, because she said some cocktail or whatever. I was like, oh, so you don't drink it straight, but apparently she does too.
Yeah, she does. I said, oh, I drink it in a cocktail. She said, oh, okay, that's not bad. So anyways, I'm trying to take pictures for my birthday. Trying to be snatched, right? Over in the corner where there's light. Kelly walks over out of nowhere. Hold on, guys. I want to give this example really well. She walks over out of nowhere, grabs a napkin. Okay? Grabs a napkin. I don't know why this is falling apart right when I want to tell
this story. Just pretend you got something in your hand.
Oh, Marcus. People want to know.
They don't. They don't care.
She goes, there we go.
In case you're not watching, she's dabbing the oil off Angel's face.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that. That's what she's doing. She's got my hand in her head. And she's like, and I'm like, huh, Kelly Rowland is, I said, oh, this queen is just wiping the sweat off my faces. Thank God my friends understand me. Marquita and Quinn, pull out their cameras. They are taking pictures of the moment. Kelly then gives me the biggest hug and she starts affirming me. She was like, you are just an amazing woman. She was like, the fact that you would share your day so selfishly. She was like, she said, I know Brisha's a wonderful person and it doesn't surprise me that she's surrounded by wonderful people. And she's looking me in my eyes. She's got me in close, okay? I can see her pores. I behaved. Hats off to us. We both behaved.
Yeah, we did.
It was exciting. So.
So then we go into the next event. Mm-hmm. And didn't y'all want much rather hear that part of the story than all the crap that led up to it? I know you did. You didn't have to say it. Anyway.
They love
so
the whole
Angel's
thing.
Like, so what's it like to finally meet your crush? And then I had to come clean. And I was like, it ain't like Kelly was a huge crush. It was always a joke. I never imagined actually meeting her. Because the first movie that her and Brisha did together, I was like, oh, they're going to do a movie together. And then that's going to be the end of it. But then these have us become friends. So now I like can't even joke about it no more.
But you were joking about it for a while. Even,
yeah.
No, up until like 2 days before.
What are you talking about?
Kelly FaceTimed Brisha while she was here.
Because Brisha was expecting it.
No, yeah. He was like.
She was like, because I could see her look at me and I was like, tell Kelly me and Angel said hi.
But no, Marcus was like, no, it's not like that. And then I asked you, I said, Marcus, who's your celebrity crush?
I can't think of it like a true celebrity crush. I mean, men like so many people. No, I don't have like a celebrity crush. I mean.
So Kelly wasn't one of the people you liked or was she?
She, I mean, yes and no. No. Like is, I don't know. I can't explain.
I don't understand it. He wasn't giving me a real good explanation in the car, but Patreon, once the episode is over, I'll actually show you all the pictures on here.
None of Raggedy Heifers getting no pictures of me and her talking.
I didn't know it was going to be weird. I didn't know to be like.
It wasn't weird when she was doing that to you and they all.
Oh, no, she knew. Kelly was giving me a birthday gift. She knew exactly
she was
doing.
She's so cool.
She knew that we love her.
Yeah.
But we were trying not to make her be awkward in a situation that wasn't meant to be about her.
Yeah, I had no intention on speaking to her outside of hello.
But he did. And then she told me I looked great in the Ivy Park, and so did Beyonce's cousin Angie. They both just obviously from afar, y'all know I am huge fans of that whole, not just Beyonce. I was a Destiny's Child fan through and through. So to meet somebody that I've been a fan of their work for a long time is always just like she also said, thank you for sharing your friend. She was like, because...
That's the part I knew she said. I ain't know about all that other stuff that she said.
Oh, yeah. She affirmed.
Angel don't be telling me a damn thing.
You don't listen to a damn thing. There's
no,
the difference.
No, you don't be telling me stuff.
Marcus, you don't listen.
Just like you told me about this topic?
No, I know I didn't tell you about that. Right. Anyways, she was like, thank you for sharing your friend. She said, because some people don't share their friends. She said, because I have some friends that I don't share. I said, I understand. But yeah, it was a great birthday moment for me.
Apparently she brought our conversation up to Brisha and Nick.
She, y'all too?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, shut up. No, I'm sorry. The following day. It wasn't even the same day.
So we'll skip ahead. We did go, but we were late, so we only experienced the tribute portion. We did go to Chance Brown's retirement party. Yeah, that's Tabitha Brown's husband.
We were asked to. Here's the
Marcus
thing.
Tabitha, was asked.
Yeah, you. Tabitha don't ask people to come to stuff. She just asks you, "Are you coming?"
No.
And it's kind of like, at that point, you have no choice but to go. Because you're not going to miss it. You're not going
to
say...
Well, she knows that you'd be dumb to miss it. But yeah. No, she did invite us. She said, she sent me the invitation. And she was like, you know, Marcus is Chance's boy. They are very much so cut from the same cloth as far as in... They don't like to do a whole lot of talking. They both are funny. and they not about the BS. So they were able to connect on that
have good conversations. Like when we first got there and after we greeted each other, me and Chance talked for probably 15 minutes. And I was like, I'm going to let you get, because they had family in from out of town. People were just, you know, still talking to them. So I was like, hey, man, I'm going to let you get back to your family. We can catch up later. But me and Chance always.
So we got there like 2 hours late because we were coming from the engagement party. So we were there until... We were there until pretty late, and then we drove 2 hours back to the hotel that we were staying at for us to eat some pizza and fall asleep, that's probably why I'm starting to get this one bump on my chin, but thank God for apostrophe, I don't got to worry about it. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. Don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it. Apostrophe is a prescriptive skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne. Apostrophe connects you with a board-certified dermatologist who will create a personalized treatment plan that is perfectly tailored to your unique skin. I cannot say it enough. Don't be asking people what they use on their skin if their skin is not like your skin, because you have no idea how your skin is going to react to it. Prime example, my girlfriend Denora, we can't even wear the same type of makeup. And I'm not talking about complexion. I'm talking about like oily versus matte versus, you know, liquid versus powder. Our skins react to things so differently. So having a professional, a board-certified dermatologist actually look at your skin, find out your skincare goals, and then prescribe you something. And what's great about Apostrophe is that they prescribe both oral and topical, so you're getting your skin treated from the inside out and the outside in. Also, you don't have to go to the dermatology office. Literally, you go into Apostrophe, you take an online quiz, you snap some like selfies of yourself, you tell them about your skin goals, about your medical history, and then a dermatologist will create a plan for you.
You,
not nobody else, but for you. Apostrophe treats acne, and they can also help you hit your other skincare goals like reducing redness, wrinkles, and even dark spots. Listen, y'all know. We had that big old pimple. Me and Kev had twin pimples there for a while. And I said, now this is not what I want. Especially because the pimple, I can get over it. It's the dark spot that I get afterwards. I said, Apostrophe, what are we going to do about it? And they said, we got you, Angel. We got you. So, and again, it's so simple and easy to start up. And the dermatologist, once you finish your whole quiz, tell them your goals and your medical information and you take the pictures, the dermatologist gets back to you so quick. And then they mail you your prescription. You don't even got to go to the pharmacy. Come on, Apostrophe. So, listen to this. We have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
When you use our code is this.
This
code is only available to our listeners. Get started. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
And click the begin visit button. Then use our code is this. At sign up. And you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
And use the code is this to get your dermatology visit and save $15. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring this podcast. Yes?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So, we drive back.
We drive back, y'all. And I'm trying not to ruin Angel's birthday because...
Oh, God. His attitude.
The way the night ended, it was just like a lot. And then we had to drive 2 hours back just to get into bed, to sleep, to wake up, to leave, to come back this way.
Well, I was like, we stayed at this hotel.
Yeah, we stayed at this hotel. But I'm glad we did because we actually had a really good time. Just
We did. Sometimes it's just nice not to be in your space. Yeah. So, we come back and... We had my birthday party the following day. And it was great. It was about 20 people. Tried to keep it, you know, small because COVID is still happening. So I was able, we got this party planned in less than a week. I was able to get my chef to cook me some food and she delivered it. I was able to have, I talked to my girlfriend, Chloe. She kind of helped me plan it. So she was able to get my tables and chairs ordered, as well as she hooked me up with a decorator. And then what's great, this was our first year being here on my birthday.
Y'all, our view to watch these fireworks was freaking phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like, I, like usually I like being, I want to feel the percussion of something exploding. Mm-hmm. But to be able to set, it was mostly also having friends there too, but being able to sit in the backyard and watch, probably 90% of them were all illegal fireworks from people.
Nah, you stupid.
To sit back and watch this whole display across the skyline of fireworks at one time, it was great. It was. I mean, that's like, I'm like, on top of Angel's birthday, you know, we, that's going to, that, like, first of all, ain't nobody else trumping her goddamn birthday. I don't care who it is or what they're doing.
Thank you, boo boo.
But on top of all of that, just like being able to sit back, kick back, I'm like, all right, this is the new thing now.
It was so nice. And then it
I don't care who else got a view. We're watching my view.
My view is the view we're watching. And we had, I bought the umbrella for our table. And it turned out, so the umbrellas these days, the outdoor umbrellas, we, Marcus said he noticed, but he didn't know it was going to be like this. Right.
So they got this little solar panel at the top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they got lights on the inside. So I've seen them like that, where it's like a little disc around the pole and it just kind of shines down light on the table. And that's what I was thinking it was, because when I was putting it together, I was like, oh, okay, got the solar panel. Put it up that day. In the middle of the day, or a couple of days before, when I raised the umbrella, I turned it on. I was like, oh, it's got lights in it. Saw the strips. It's like, okay, it's going to be neat. Maybe. Who knows? So that night, I remembered, and I just happened to put the umbrella up, and I turned it on. I was like, what in the hell?
It was so dope. The lighting was so sexy. It was just like, you know, because when it gets late, and you still outside in your backyard, like usually.
Yeah, you don't necessarily want like a massive spotlight on. Maybe you just need to see what you're doing. And we had, that's where I had a cigar or whatever. So I was giving them out. So I made that the cigar table because like all the other tables had cloth on. This was just like our tile in the middle of the table. So that's what we were setting at. So I just happened to turn it, you know, raise it up and turn it on. I was like, Angel, I called you like 5 or 6. Like, I called you like 20 minutes apart.
He yelling at me.
But I said, Angel, come here.
I completely missed it. Didn't realize it. It was so, I'm telling y'all, it was so classy, so nice. I was just like, oh, this is great. We still don't have all of our outdoor furniture.
Yeah, it's still coming.
But it was my first time having my new friends meet my old friends.
Yeah, that's what I was telling, I think I was talking to Nick or Kevin about it. But yeah, it was the first time we've had the both groups. And it was still like key members missing from the original friends. But
yeah,
it was the first time having everybody together. And it was still good that we could still do that and it not be a lot of people.
Yeah, we had it outside. So it made it, you know, a little less, you know, yeah. Like.
Yeah, breezy.
Yeah,
nice outside.
Oh, the weather was perfect.
Yeah.
The weather was perfect. So it was just nice because at first I wasn't going to have a birthday party because so many things were happening that were going to prevent it. But I knew I would have ended up depressed. I would have ended up like sulking about it. And I don't like that for myself, but I knew that was going to be true about how I was going to feel. I was going to feel some type of way about it and be sad that I didn't celebrate. So I'm glad that I did. It was so nice. It was different from any other year, obviously, but Marcus was even like, it was nice to see you just sitting down talking.
Yeah, I enjoyed, because I like to kick back. And when I noticed Angel just sitting down, holding conversation, sipping her little drink, I was like, good. Because Angel don't know how to just sit down and enjoy herself. She got to be up and doing this and doing that and doing this. I'm like, just sit down. Just relax. But that's what she did.
I didn't like, for good. Well, Marcus doesn't realize that all the parties we had before, people were hired to do stuff this time. We did not have that capability before, and I still wanted my party to look and flow a certain way.
Yeah, I know you do, but we got the food out. There's napkins out. There's plates out. There's drinks out.
That doesn't make me happy.
And that's the problem. Therein lies the problem.
It's not the problem.
They can find any damn thing they need.
That's not the problem. If I'm having a birthday party, I want it the way I want it.
All right.
That's not a problem. That's just like you like to wipe off Halo after you drive it every time before you wrap her up.
Mm-hmm.
You could just leave her in there without her being wrapped up. She would still be Halo. She'd still be a car.
No.
She'd still be drivable.
That's 100%.
It is the exact same. He likes his stuff a certain way.
And why do you wait till your party to get that particular? You see this house? Look at it.
I am upset about this house.
Look at that.
I'm upset, but I also have to function and make money. So I have to just let some things go. Shoot. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I did make your, as they call it, the Marcus Mule with a different bourbon. I realized that this morning when I was cleaning up the bottles. I said, that's what was different about hers.
I was like, this tastes what a little weird, but and Marcus is going to yell at me. I'll drink it then. I'm just telling you, it tastes coconutty. So to close out my birthday, I went... Right before, the reason why we started the podcast later than what we had originally planned is that I went and got my nose re-pierced. They tried to open the old hole back up and tears were just streaming down my face. It hurt so much. So they said it'll be easier just to re-pierce it. So I was like, okay. And he did such a good job. Listen, the first place I went to, I didn't know what I was like, I don't know if they're going to have MAGA energy, lay me down, and then tattoo a swastika on my forehead or something like that. You know, this is all the thoughts because there was just some like sketchy looking characters out front of the tattoo place. And it was all white men. And I got on this shirt that says Big Black Energy. I said, see, they might try to take some of their racism out on me, a black woman by herself.
Nobody that was in there piercing dogs.
Listen. So I said, let me go to the rich white neighborhood. So I went to Ventura Boulevard where people who got money be. And it was a place called Poppy and Oats. So when you got that is the bougiest, crunchiest white name I could ever think of. Poppy and Oats. I said, oh, I know this place is going to be clean. It was cleaner than the Board of Health.
And they don't even sell food.
They don't. Don't even sell food. It was the cleanest place I'd ever been to. Like, it was something else. So they got me all the way together. And so eventually I'm going to change this stud to a hoop. But I have to wait a few months.
A few months?
Yeah.
Dang.
Especially if I go back to them, they won't switch it out until my nose is completely healed and not infected. They say, if you do a good job, 3 months, we'll switch it out. If it ain't healed all the way, 6 months, and we'll switch it out. Okay. I said, okay, all right. But they did do definitely a good job, and this is a high-quality piercing. This ain't one of the ones you can get at Sally's or Pearson Pagoda.
Yeah.
No, this is high-quality, okay? So,
go ahead.
Go ahead, baby.
No, I was going to say it was like a fun weekend. Exhausting, but it had a lot of different pieces and all of them weren't fun, but the things that were fun overshadowed.
Yeah. So, cater to you. We'll close out with that.
Really?
Yeah. What's the problem with that?
All right.
This one would have actually possibly been a harder conversation to begin with.
I completely disagree. I'm
gonna pull up the lyrics to cater to.
Pull up
to
the lyrics and the situation, like, in case people aren't.
So right now, people are talking about canceling Cater to You. That's a song by Destiny's Child, which I thought was fitting because we just talked about Kelly Rowland, who we all love here at the podcast. And Cater to You, let me give you some of the lyrics and why Gen Z is saying cancel this song. Baby, I see you working hard. I want to let you know I'm proud. Let you know that I admire what you do. the more if the more the excuse me let you know that I admire what you do, the more if I need to reassure you, my life will be purposeless without you. If you want it, got it. When I ask you, you provide it. You inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Sit back. Let me pour out my love letter. And then it says, let me cater to you. Take off your shoes. Untie your shoestrings. Oh, excuse me. I didn't went to the chorus and I'm not there. Let me help you. Take off your shoes. Untie your shoestrings. Take off your cufflinks. What you want to eat, boo? Let me feed you. I'll run your bath water. Whatever you desire, I'll supply you. Sing you a song, turn your game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your do-rag on. Want a foot rub? Want a manicure? Babies, I'm yours. I'll cater to you, boy. And then the one that feels like the problematic is, hold on, let me see if I can find it. It's I feel like it's Michelle's lyrics. Jesus, hold on. I want to give you my breath, my strength, my will to be here. That's the least I can do. Let me cater to you through the good, the bad, the ups and the downs. I'll still be here for you. And then it's like, let me cater to you because baby, this is your day. Any do anything for my man, baby, you blow me away. I got your slippers, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more. Anything you want, let me cater to you. So, do you feel like there is some merit to, okay, that's way too much. Shouldn't no woman be doing all that for their man?
First of all, it sounds like some, I'm gonna be me in this moment. For somebody to hear that and be like, you need to cancel it, you are completely idiotic.
No.
Like, that's how I feel. That's like stupid. That's what, look, every love song that's worth listening to is always overdoing it because you try to express your love through words. And a lot of times that's hard to do. So what do? You overshoot. How many songs do they talk about, I'm going to give you the moon and the stars? We know that's literally impossible.
That's right.
So why are you going to look at it like the moon and the star? How are you going to get to space? You know, you got to get travel. Like, no one owns the moon. Shut up. You are an idiot if you think something like that should be canceled. Like, it's you. First of all, let's look further into it. Let's act like we know the complete context of who came up with these lyrics, just in case of what Destiny Child, whoever. Let's say it's all right. Let's use me and Angel for it as an example. Let's say I've been out here working like crazy, working like a dog, just 16, which I have done before, 16 hours a day, coming home, stressed out, doing all this. And she's like, you know what? You're doing all this for your family. Let me cater to you. Let me show my appreciation of what you're doing for me and this family. Mm-hmm. Let me draw you a bath. Let me fix your dinner. Let me massage your hands. You know, you deserve this. Let me let you be special for the day. Because what's always preached to men? Take care of your woman. Massage your woman's feet. Do this for your woman. Cook for her. Clean for her. Make sure it's right. That's what men are supposed to do. Why can't women sing about doing it too? Or anybody. Why can't anybody sing about doing it for their significant other? That's like if that's what someone wants to do for the person that they're in a relationship with, whether married, boyfriend, or whatever, let them do it. Stay out of the business. If somebody don't think that should be done or you need to cancel something like that, that's because your ass is lonely.
Oh, no. Okay, well, there's your closing argument.
That's come on. Whatever. Who brought that up as it needs to be canceled? Was it like some Generation Z people?
That's what I just said. It was a
cancel Gen Z.
You can't. Those are our children.
Cancel them. They still not our children. The current Gen Z people coming up online saying all this stuff. Cancel these idiots.
That's somebody just brought up the great point. They said then they would have to cancel After 7. All that I got, babe, is yours. I'll give you everything.
Yeah.
Remember that song?
You have to cancel every and damn more love song that's ever been.
Yeah.
Was it Lenny Williams? No, the most popular, one of the most popular.
I don't know who you're talking about.
God dang it. I went home and watched television. The television went off. Mm-hmm. Lenny Williams song. Y'all know the song I'm talking about. Girl, you know I love you. Like, that song, he's talking about getting his heart broken. You stupid. Getting his heart broken. And then he met the woman of his life. The woman of his dreams. There shouldn't be a woman of your dreams. Like, shut up. These people are sickening, man. Like,
I don't know where you were going with that song. Did he say he was going to give the woman of his dreams a bunch of stuff?
No, no. He's talk. Well, he says like what she is to him, and he goes above and beyond. It's like, this is what you are to me. Mm-hmm. But first, he talks about the pain and why she meant so much to him when he met her. But that's literally every song that you could possibly think of. If you're going to cancel that, cancel all the songs where it's like, hey, I'm going to bust it open. Like, you would literally have to cancel everything except for what doesn't offend these sensitive idiots.
Okay, well, I wouldn't call them sensitive idiots. But
I said what I said.
I said I wouldn't.
No, at me, please.
Mark's be like, there's somebody at me. Where is it at?
This is ridiculous, man.
I would say,
of all the things to cancel, though,
I would say
a love song.
I don't agree with them, but I understand potentially what they're trying to do.
Cancel MAGA. Why don't y'all focus on something that actually matters?
What I think they're trying to do is, because this is something. Okay, this is something that I feel like sucks, is that love is sometimes romanticized to the point where people have unrealistic expectations. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of those unrealistic expectations have been set up through art, through movies, through love stories, through love songs. People feel like, you remember, we had a friend. It's all about feeling the tingly feeling, the butterflies. You got to feel those butterflies. That's something you get from a song. Yeah. Like you hear in a song. That's something you hear in a movie. That's not real life all the time. So while I don't feel like canceling a specific song would change that, I do feel as though there is a realism that a lot of people don't honestly associate with love. There's a part in this song that says, if you come home late, just tap me on the shoulder, I'll roll over. Like, oh, I'm gonna give it to you. Now that person in the song might be telling the truth, that they'll take it any day, any night, when you come home and want it.
Try it. Guarantee you. Like, you looking at them, if you're watching, if you're listening, you're listening to one. Knock down. Let me go pee real quick. Hold on.
They're not talking about you.
But they're talking about them. So mind your business.
But all I'm saying is that from that perspective, I can understand of being like, there's no realistic point of view. People don't get the real of marriage a lot of times unless they have a couple that's transparent with them, or until they get into marriage, like counseling. So
like with the one you said, the one that may be problematic is like Kelly's verse, like
as Michelle's.
If verse. They really want to dig in, it's like, yeah, you could look at that as like, oh, that's a lot. But there's literally not a, like, one of the things you look at every Valentine's Day card there is, it's gonna say something that is impossible. I couldn't live without you. That we all know, yes, you could, but actually there are some people get old, a married couple gets old, one dies, the other one dies, because they literally can't live without them. That's real. But you look at this stuff, it's like, I've written Angel. This wasn't even the card I wrote words on a paper for her. I love you too much for words. I can't describe, I don't have the vocabulary, intellect to put down words on paper to express how much I love you. And that was real.
Yeah.
But you look, tell Gen Z to go to Valentine. What, you going to cancel Hallmark next?
That would, like, be probably where they would be hitting.
I guess it's like ridiculous, man.
But you are, I will say this to your point, and then we'll close it out. I do feel as though with emotions and with like real love, like you said, it is very hard to capsulize it in layman terms, in something tangible.
Yeah.
Like I really like eating chocolate souffle, right? I can compare my yearning for you like chocolate souffle, but it still don't hit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it does not hit the way that I honestly feel how about him. How dare
you compare an emotion to something senseless as food?
Shut up, Marcus. This is ridiculous, so, man. I can get how artists, whether they be songwriters, poets, whatever, would go to a deeper extreme to try to show, like, I, in a artistic way, would do all these things for you. I would give you the moon. I would give you my will to breathe. Because if you think about it, like, that be how our love is for our kids, but we, like, low-key really be meaning it. Like, if I could literally jump into the sky, get a goddamn old star, I would actually do that.
Like, think about that, Larry. Like, give you the will to breathe?
Give you my will to be here. Well, it sounds suicidal.
However, let's take that. If Angel's in a situation to where I need to physically save her and I will possibly not make it, I'm going to do that. That's literally me giving my will to live to save her.
You would do that for me?
It depends on what was the last time we done it.
Well, then you would save me.
Yeah, save her. But it's like that, like, right. You got these kids, they talking about but something that they don't understand and they want to cancel it. That's like me saying, let's cancel quantum physics. Like, fool, you don't understand quantum physics. So what are you do you even know what you're trying to cancel right now? No. Girl, get out of here.
And to be honest, they're blaming this all on Gen Z, but it could have been other people.
I don't know,
Gen
whoever
Z.
It was.
Yeah.
You, that's who I'm targeting, if you wasn't Gen Z. If it was, say what I said.
All right, you guys. That is the end of this episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? Marcus and I will be on vacation because we are about to celebrate our 14-year anniversary.
14 years.
Ooh, that's good. We've been here.
Mm-hmm. The trenches.
And then when we're back.
Stick around. I got more posts going up.
And then when we're back, your friends will be back.
Yeah.
Kai, Sai, Little Marcus,
and our third
co-host, Amar, a.k.a. the Slumlord, will be back in talking more than what we would like.
Oh, boy.
Again, as a reminder, we won't be here next week, so enjoy one of our old podcasts. If you're a new listener, if you never heard of any of them, or heard any of the previous ones. Again, a special thank you to Rothy, Magic Spoon, and Apostrophe. A real huge thank you to our Patreon that helped us choose both of the topics to talk about, and I think it went really well. Mm-hmm, do you not?
It did. I agree.
Thank you. Until next time, you guys, y'all be blessed. We love y'all.
Y'all have a good one, fam. Oh, hey.
Hey, what?
Make sure you go up, subscribe to Tanksley TV.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now we're gone.
Bye.